All right, welcome everybody to Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I cover a lot of ground very quickly, so please have your pencils ready. By the way, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson, and let me know what your take is on today's episode. Do you agree or disagree? Why or why not? Do you have anything you'd like to add? So yes, your thoughts are highly encouraged, so thank you for that. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up. Face the flag, if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah, America! And now on to today's headlines. The Truman Doctrine is announced. Monty Reed breaks a record for the greatest distance traveled with an exoskeleton. The Chinese Exclusion Act. And in music news, Creedence Clearwater Revival will split up. So let's get started.
1947. The Truman Doctrine is announced. With this doctrine, President Harry S. Truman would provide political, military, and economic assistance to all democratic nations under threat from external and internal authoritarian forces. According to the Office of the Historian, the Truman Doctrine effectively reoriented U.S. foreign policy away from the usual stance of withdrawal from regional conflicts not directly involving the United States to one of possible interventions in faraway conflicts. It would aid Greece and Turkey in order to slow down communist domination of the two nations. Many historians today believe that this marked the official beginning of the Cold War. Since the end of World War II, rebels in Greece had been staging a coup against the government, and in Turkey, the strategic area of the Dardanelles was being threatened by the Soviet Union. This was Truman's big chance to take a stance against communism.
2005. Reed breaks record for greatest distance traveled with an exoskeleton. Kind of like Robocop, except doesn't really look like it, though. 40-year-old Monty Reed, who had lost his legs in a parachuting accident in Europe while serving in the U.S. Army, became completely crippled. After the accident, he stayed with his father and worked odd jobs in a laying down position since he could not sit for longer than 15 minutes. Getting influenced by the movie Starship Troopers, Reed decided to make an exoskeleton that could help him walk. Reed, a devout Christian, had no doubt that God would help him out with this contraption, and his faith did not disappoint. During Seattle's St. Patrick's Day Parade in 2005, Reed became the first person to run 3.4 miles in 95 minutes using his lifesuit prototype. Works for him. He joined University of Washington rehab physician Steven Steins to make it happen. Though Steins will admit, it's a couple prototypes away from being practical for other patients. But it was good enough for Monty Reed on this day in 2005 as he crossed the finish line with the help of something that looked like scuba gear and a backpack with funny-looking wires. 20 years from now, when we look at how bionics changed the world, we can thank Monty for his initial prototype, the Life Suit. Monty Reed, everybody, like a boss!
1882, the Chinese Exclusion Act. And we can thank President Chester Arthur for this embarrassing one. It was the first major law restricting immigrants based on a certain ethnic group to become United States citizens. After the gold rush, Chinese immigrants came to California by the boatloads and became laborers, getting paid little more than what a slave would earn at the time. Even though the Chinese had helped to build America's first transcontinental railroad, they were seen by Anglos as inferior. The law was designed to last 10 years, then was extended to 20 years, then extended permanently. In fact, not until 1943, when America needed China's help against Japan during World War II, was the law repealed entirely. I know how appallingly racist that law sounds, but you gotta understand, back in those days, that's just how things were. I'm not saying it's right, but I don't know what else to tell you.
1972, Creedence Clearwater Revival split up following the failure of their most recent album, Mardi Gras. After limited success as a solo act and some legal hassles with Fantasy Records, lead singer John Fogerty would have two big hits in 1985, Centerfield and Rock and Roll Girls. John's brother Tom Fogerty died in September in 1990, and the surviving members have been touring as Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
So that is all for March 12th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. On tomorrow's program, we'll talk about the U.S. Army's new weapon for World War II, the patenting of the earmuffs, Sam Houston and his runaway scrape, plus some basketball news in there as well. Until then, check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave a comment on the comment board. Let me know what you thought about some of these takes that I said today. Take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Until then, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.